You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Brought to you by Gwilym.
Gwilym Breeze from Hancock's. What on earth are we drinking this evening, mate?
So I believe over lockdown, Cocktail Corner, we joked a little bit about today's beverage, you know, making jokes about what you can use with milk.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a bit of a giveaway to all those people out there who sort of know what we're talking about. But we're going to get down with a old school American classic.
Have you kind of secretly made one already that I can see just behind the computer monitor?
No, bro, that's just almond milk when I'm making the vegan version.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, that's all about it.
Hella onto it, by the way.
Well, it's non-dairy coffee creamer.
I didn't realize almond milk's so pink.
It's so you can tell the difference between it and real milk when you're looking at barista jugs. Real talk.
This is why I say the stupid things. You know what I mean? Sometimes it gets good answers.
That's why they put colouring in it, so you can actually tell the difference.
All right, it's like a natural gas situation.
Well, it's diesel versus LPG, right?
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
Anyway, now we get on to some real gasoline.
What the hell? You're chilling glasses, right?
This is literally the most low maintenance, tasty, underrated cocktail known to mankind.
Is that why you're kind of zhushing it up with nice ingredients?
Well, no, that's the whole thing. You can make it with the like crappy Smirnoff, crappy Kahlua, and like UHT milk, and it's still great.
It feels real New Zealand as well, like with the dairy industry and whatnot.
Well, I did think about doing a Fonterra Terra, which is straight up gin and milk. But you've got to find a whey-based gin, which is 95% of the gins produced in New Zealand. So,
interesting.
Have you guys never experienced a Fonterra Terra?
No. Had a Goatman blockbuster.
I don't really remember what I drink. You know, it's got that effect on me.
But like the Fonterra Terra is equal parts gin and milk served in a warm pint glass. No ice.
That sounds rank.
It is surprisingly delicious.
You keep making what you're going to make today, I think.
Well, we'll avoid the Fonterra Terra.
This is kind of a sort of tip of the hat to this particular gentleman.
Liam and me, we're going to fuck you up.
Apologies.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Yeah, it really is. It's particularly as there's actually a follow-up film coming out in like the next 18 months called Jesus Rolls.
Are you serious?
I'm actually serious about this, based around Jesus.
Yes.
You know, and that guy has some dapper one pieces, like that purple number.
Is it going to be like Kingpin meets Big Lebowski?
I really hope so.
Rad.
I really hope so. Anyway, enough monkey business. We're going to kick this off. So there's actually a really specific way you want to pour in these ingredients. Believe it or not. So if you don't start with the vodka, apparently it all goes horribly wrong. So
Vodka first.
Are you talking like curdly?
It's about the viscosity, apparently.
Okay, good
word. And apparently if you use non-dairy creamer, that's how you make a true Caucasian, in the words of the dude.
Okay.
So we're going to hit it with 30 mils of a vodka.
He's
building them in the glass, it looks like.
Yep, we're using Tito's today.
The glasses
are going
stacked
gluten-free.
With ice as well.
We're
let
going
me just
gluten-free.
Say.
And you can turbo this up if you want to. You don't have to leave it at 30 mils.
No, let's start at the beginning. It's just early evening.
Hey, we don't know. There could be some bakers out there, and like they're kicking it late night now for them. So after we chuck in the Tito's, we're gonna get in there with some quick brown fox. This is probably New Zealand's best and only coffee liqueur, in my opinion.
When is the time for this drink, actually?
I think it's an all-the-time drink.
That's like, a Heineken.
To be honest, like if you went to brunch and you had a White Russian, it's going to do exactly the same thing as an espresso martini, only on a more mellow version, right? Mm-hmm. And then you just avoid the latte.
What kind of signals are you chucking out there if you have a White Russian there? Are they like, are you...
I don't know. I feel like it's big energy.
I feel like it's a hearty drink. It's a hearty drink. You know, there's
definitely
bit of milk,
calcium in there.
Bit of milk in a coffee.
But yeah, so we're going to chuck in 30 mils of Quick Brown Fox, or whatever your choice of coffee liqueur may be.
Kahlua is the classic, right?
Kahlua is the classic, or Tia Maria if you want to kick it super old school. Mm-hmm. But I'm all about Quick Brown Fox over here.
I like that name, Tia Maria.
What percentage is Quick Brown Fox rocking?
20.
Okay.
So 20. It's a bit stronger than your Kahlua.
And John looks at the vodka immediately and starts to do the math.
So 40. So you're looking at about a drink and a half.
Okay.
So one and a half standards.
What percent is the milk?
The milk. Well, milk can actually be anywhere up to 3% alcohol between you and me. Same with orange juice.
And kombucha, and creep.
Kombucha will creep on you, man. So we're going to chuck 60 mils of the Fonterra goodness in there. Shout out Lewis Road Creamery for this organic milk stitch that we've got today.
Why 60? I thought a White Russian was equal parts.
We've turned the booze back from the American one. We're making it a bit more tennis and not so...
I do like tennis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tennis-style drinks. Somebody's come in with a bang, some Baileys and Voddy in your nippies, iced coffee, and you've got a Glen Eden espresso martini.
I'm about that life.
Fuck yeah, man.
I'm about that life.
Nippies rule so hard. Sorry, Primo.
I have actually noticed, Quillam, when we've made us White Russians in the past, I have tended to go for more milk, even though online recipes sort of dictate equal parts.
That's the Farmer John in you. Mm.
But like, so it's what you want it to look like, which is what we've got going on right now, is you want that sort of layering effect.
It needs a stir. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no, but you see, it's the thing.
Holy
is...
I'm really worried about how you're going to stir these, mate.
This is where it comes in. So we're kicking this ghetto fabulous. I have a lovely Opinel knife here today.
That is a little bit Dundee.
Oh, crap. I just realized I also poured dairy in the non-dairy one. Don't worry, I can fix it.
Yeah, we would have been fine if you didn't say that on air.
I'm sorry, guys. I just can't. I've got to own up to my mistake.
What are you doing now?
Making the non-dairy one real quick.
A fifth White Russian.
Whipping it up.
So if anyone's listening in the office here, there's a spare White Russian going.
Okay.
Being quick.
Okey-doke.
Yeah.
Well, let's just wait and see how I feel.
I want to see if anyone else comes in. Like, it's a pretty big opportunity there. Yes. All right. Now that we've made the almond milk variation.
Can I just have a taste of the Lewis Road Creamery? I've never, ever tried it before. I know we've got a delivery one time of some strange chocolate stuff, but I'd like to try the milk, see if it's...
The milk, actually, I rate it. It's good.
It looks like something Santa would...
What do we think?
Yep, makes the milk taste sound.
Yep, yep. What do we get? Do we get the mustache game though? Or is not enough mustache game?
No, I'm not going to do that, mate.
All right. So now, if you guys could each pick up your glass, there's actually something that I feel like we need to do with this.
We're going to put it on our palms and drop it upside down.
No, we're going to stir it with our bloody fingers.
Oh, that's uncomfortable.
Yes.
Well, that's another reference to the film we've already talked about.
Fair enough.
So
The dude abides.
The dude abides. Oh yeah, that's a good time.
Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, we're drinking it. Okay.
We're drinking it.
Oh dang.
I love this drink.
Oh man.
Like anyone who hates on the White Russian, you just clearly haven't had enough of them.
Mm. Let's just enjoy the White Russian for a second.
Milk was a good choice.
This drink is for the hard party, I reckon.
I feel it's the breakfast drink. Yeah. Like, everyone always goes on a Bloody Mary.
This is actually a bit more bite than how I'd normally make it.
Yeah.
I like mine a little bit more blonde.
Do you want? We can hook up some more milk, man. It's all about preference.
No, it's okay. Like, I'm drinking your drink. You know what I mean?
Well,
I'm not drinking my drink at this stage.
Yeah.
You're the guy.
I'm the guy.
That's spot on for me.
Yeah. See, for me, that's a happy place.
The dude. Mm.
But I could quite happily sit there and punish a whole bottle worth of milk, and I don't even drink milk other than this drink.
Mm. Ooh.
You know,
I've got a good milk resistance filter.
It almost this version as well. You do almost get that nippies, though, that standard nippies iced coffee, not the espresso coffee variation sort of flavor going on as well.
Got you. Mm. I'm a big fan of the mocha.
I'm just the OG, the OG iced or the straight up espresso mix. Whew.
So, Gwillem, where do we find Tito's and where do we find Quick Brown Fox?
Tito's you can pretty much find anywhere. Quick Brown Fox, find my delivery company, Glengarry, Good Liquorlands, so all the sort of the bougie liquorlands.
What's good about Nippies is the branding is still real old school on the box. Like,
and you always know what you're looking for and what you're in for with Nippies.
Mm.
Maybe we should make White Russians with Nippies next time.
Love you, Nippies.
Honeycomb, shout out.
Can we get
Thanks, Lewis Road.
send this to Nippies for a dry sponsorship, John.
Milk cocktails. Milk cocktails, that's a thing.
Corner on 95 BFM.